Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Surviving in an Angry World: Finding Your Way to Personal Peace is a Christian self-help and devotional book by Charles F. Stanley that examines anger as a spiritual, emotional, and relational problem, rather than treating anger as a simple temperament issue. Stanley presents it as a force that can damage relationships with others, distort a person's inner life, and weaken one's relationship with God. The book's purpose is practical and pastoral. It helps readers identify the sources of anger, distinguish between healthy and destructive forms of anger, and move toward forgiveness and peace. Drawing on biblical teaching, Stanley frames forgiveness not as a vague ideal, but as the essential path to emotional healing and restored relationships. The book also includes discussion questions and a reading group guide, which makes it suitable for individual reflection or group study. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anger is examined as a moral and relational force, not just an emotion. Stanley begins from the premise that anger is more than irritation or frustration. He defines it broadly as a strong response to threat, insult, injustice, or disappointment, and then asks readers to consider what their anger reveals about their character and priorities. This approach matters because it shifts the discussion away from emotional suppression and toward moral discernment. The book distinguishes healthy anger, often described as righteous indignation, from destructive anger that feeds resentment and conflict. That distinction gives the reader a framework for evaluating whether anger is protecting what is good or simply damaging everything it touches. By treating anger as something that can be spiritually evaluated, Stanley places responsibility on the reader without ignoring the complexity of real hurt. Secondly, the book maps the visible and hidden consequences of unresolved anger. A major strength of the book is its insistence that anger rarely remains contained. Stanley shows how anger affects the person holding it, the people around them, and their spiritual life. This wider view is important because anger is often minimized as a private mood, when in reality it can shape speech, decision-making, family life, and trust. The book argues that bitterness and resentment erode personal peace over time, making relationships harder to sustain and forgiveness harder to practice. By connecting anger to its long-term consequences, Stanley gives the reader a practical reason to confront it early rather than excuse it. The emphasis on impact also helps explain why the book is not merely about emotional control, but about restoring the conditions for healthy relationships. Thirdly, seven root causes are used to diagnose where anger comes from. Stanley does not treat anger as one single problem with one simple cure. Instead, he identifies several roots of anger, including blame and shame, pride, insecurity, deferred dreams, lies and cover-ups, mental illness, and chemical addiction. This diagnostic structure is one of the book's most distinctive features because it encourages readers to look beneath surface behavior. A person may appear simply irritable or hostile, but the real source may be grief, humiliation, fear, disappointment, or a pattern of self-protection. The list also prevents moral oversimplification by recognizing that some anger is tied to deeper psychological or physical struggles. In that way, the book is both pastoral and realistic. It asks for accountability while acknowledging that anger can arise from wounded, complex, and sometimes clinically serious conditions. Fourthly, forgiveness is presented as the central path from anger to peace. The book's core solution is forgiveness, and Stanley treats it as the necessary way out of destructive anger. Forgiveness here is not portrayed as denial, passivity, or approval of wrong. Instead, it is a deliberate release of the hold that offense has on a person's heart. That matters because many anger books focus mainly on coping techniques, while Stanley insists that lasting peace requires a deeper moral and spiritual response. He repeatedly links forgiveness with healing, suggesting that personal peace is not achieved by winning arguments or suppressing emotion, but by letting go of the need to stay bound to injury. This gives the book a clear theological structure. If anger is part of a broken human condition, forgiveness is part of the cure. The result is a strong emphasis on inward freedom rather than outward retaliation. Lastly, biblical teaching and group discussion make the book both devotional and practical. The book is written within a Christian framework and consistently uses biblical teaching to shape its understanding of anger, rebellion, reconciliation, and peace. Stanley does not present the subject as abstract psychology alone. He interprets anger through scripture and invites the reader to view personal conflict in light of God's character and commands. This makes the book especially useful for readers who want faith-based guidance rather than secular self-management strategies. Its practical dimension is reinforced by the discussion guide and topical questions, which encourage reflection on definitions of anger, forms of anger, and possible positive uses of anger. That design gives the book value in small groups, counseling settings, and personal devotional study. The combination of biblical reasoning, self-examination, and discussion prompts helps the book function as both a teaching tool and a guide for introspection. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Christians, small group participants, and readers who want a biblically grounded treatment of anger, resentment, and forgiveness. It offers more than generic advice about staying calm. It gives a moral and spiritual framework for understanding why anger develops, how it spreads, and why forgiveness is essential for lasting peace. Readers who appreciate practical self-examination will benefit from its clear diagnostic approach, especially the discussion of anger's roots and consequences. Readers looking for a devotional or pastoral voice will also find it approachable, because Stanley writes with compassion and a strong emphasis on Scripture. What distinguishes the book from many other anger management titles is its refusal to treat anger as only a psychological habit. Instead, it presents anger as a relational and spiritual issue that affects peace with others and with God. That combination of biblical interpretation, personal reflection, and group study usefulness gives the book a clear identity within the Christian self-help genre. If you would like to support Charles F. Stanley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.